everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. At the top of every show, we like to tee it up with talk radio news. Benny Martinez joins us. He was on the Hill today. And John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, had some pretty tough talk that he leveled at the president for some of the trips that he's been taking. Benny, he just let it fly, didn't he?
Yeah. He basically came out with his guns blazing. You know, I mean, the president came back, yesterday from his trip to North Carolina, which was his third state, swing state. He visited North Carolina, Iowa, and Colorado. And in all three states, he visited college campuses on this promotion for, wanting Congress to act on making sure that the interest rate on Stafford loans don't go up for students. But Boehner came out and said that the president, was using this as a pathetic, and I quote, a pathetic attempt to stir up an election year fight over student loans. And he basically blasted him and called on the White House to repay the money they spent on those trips to the Treasury, saying that it was not or shouldn't be characterized as a White House official business.
So looking at this, wasn't it like, I want to say it was like less than a year ago, they were all playing golf together. What's happened? How would you characterize Boehner's relationship with Obama?
One way to characterize it is November. That word says it all, Kate, and I'll tell you why. Now that Mitt Romney has basically, he's the nominee, it's clear. It's now we're looking at who's he going to select for his vice president. But now that, it's clear that he's the nominee and Boehner came out and endorsed him, it's presidential politics are at play right now. So Speaker Boehner is going to take as many jabs as he can against the president when that opportunity arises. And this was a perfect opportunity because, quite frankly, the president didn't really play out his trip as if it was official business. I mean, I think if you were paying attention to the speeches he gave, they all had that common theme of fighting for student loans. I would give Boehner a point on that. It seems as though that's what the White House was going for on that trip. But, as far as the White House paying it back, that's a different story.
There you go. So let's swiftly switch gears here. I knew I could say a tongue twister. The House approving the cybersecurity bill. How did that go down?
Well, the House decided to pass it. It was largely along political lines. 42 Democrats voted in favor of the measure. They crossed party lines, and 28 Republicans voted against it. The final tally, though, was 248 to 168. So it passed the House and is headed over to the Senate. But I'll mind you, the White House and President Obama have previously come out and threatened to veto the bill should it get to his desk. So the 248 is not nearly enough to override that threatened veto, because you can't do that in the House with a supermajority of votes. So what's going to happen now is that bill is going to be sent to the Senate, and which I think will not be brought up for a vote, clearly because of the Democratic-controlled Senate. And that's just the way things are going this year in Congress. And I think that's how it's going to be leading up to November. There's a bunch of back and forth. Maybe one or two bipartisan bills get passed. But this is the common theme.
Because you figure, as you said, everything is about November, isn't it?
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's becoming more and more clear and more blatant. By covering some of these press conferences on the Hill, the rhetoric and the tone that these lawmakers are using to criticize one another is getting pretty heated. From my standpoint, it's really interesting, but it doesn't bode well for some pieces of legislation that need to be acted on and unfortunately won't be.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's the problem. And that's why so many people listening to this show, Benny, that's what they complain about. Where is the legislation? What's going on? That's why people elected certain people to get some things done. Why are we a nation where we react instead of take the action first? I don't get it, but this is what happens. It's always about playing for what's coming up in the future. Speaking of the future, the Supreme Court and the Arizona immigration law, they heard oral arguments this week, as you know. What was the buzz from the folks on the Hill over the Supreme Court?
Well, this particular case, Kate, had a different reaction than the case that was heard just weeks ago on President Obama's Affordable Care Act. This case, however, there are many in Congress who want immigration reform, and who are pushing for the Dream Act. If you're familiar with it, gives you know, students and younger generation of undocumented immigrants a chance to become citizens. That, excuse me, that legislation bodes well for a lot of members on the Hill, but it seems as though the Supreme Court, you know, based on some of the opinions and reports that came out after the case, it seems as though they were, you know, liking some of the key provisions in that immigration bill that made it so controversial. Mainly the fact that police officers can ask people who they've already pulled over, who they feel are suspicious, you know, to verify their status as their citizenship status. So that provision seemed to hold well in the court. So the fact is, you know, when a decision comes this summer, a lot of people are speculating a 5-3 decision in favor of the bill because Justice Elena Kagan had to recuse herself from her work prior to. So we're seeing a 5-3 in favor of that bill. But some are saying it's a bad thing for Republicans. I guess it just depends on the way you look at it.
Yeah, there you go. Never a dull moment. Benny Martinez, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. Coming up the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about retirement. I don't care if you're 25, 55, wherever you are. Now more than ever, especially with what's going on with health care and what's happening in a lot of jobs, it's vitally important to know what your number is, like the commercial says. So we're going to talk with Mike Bonacorsi. Also this hour, a couple of odds and ends that'll just make you shudder, I'm telling you. And the soap opera that continues in a Carolina courtroom, John Edwards, what are they doing to combat some of the damage that's already been done to his reputation, meaning what is his defense team doing? They're trying to attack the credibility of the aide that he enlisted to help really take care of the bribe, in other words, of the mistress that was on the campaign trail. We'll see. We'll see if he actually walks away from this or he ends up doing some jail time. I've talked to a couple of people in the system, and really in the court area where he's being tried for this, and it is a federal deal. But most seem to think there is still a good chance that he could walk away because it's the proving part, remember? It's all about that. And it's more of the he said and this is what. And unless they can really, really tie it to him, it's going to be tough to sink him, in other words. How much money do you think is pouring into the coffers of the Romney campaign? If you had to take a shot at it, what do you think that number is? Is it 8 million in the last couple of days since he officially became the guy for the Republicans? You think it's 8 million? You think it's 10 million? That you think it's a little bit less than that? Because remember, the Republicans are using a lot of the corporate money, where the Democrats are begging for money to pay for their convention because of the way they came out against some of the individual monies. Now I think they're kind of regretting that, but they got to stand by what they said. So the money is pouring in. I'll tell you what, the person who comes closest, you can send me a note on chat, or you can send me the figures, like the Price is Right. You can send me the figure at americatonight.net. The first one in with the closest guess, you win Mike Bonacorsi's book. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds, It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extra.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Friday on America Tonight. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a giving mood. And Mike Bonacorsi is coming up in our next segment. I just mentioned it. If you can tell me the dollar amount that Mitt Romney has raised since officially, basically, he has become the nominee for the Republicans. He's the presumptive is the word. But we know he's bagged it. Let's say that. And I'll tell you this. So how much has he raised in the two trips to Florida? Whoever comes closest will win a copy of Bonacorsi's book, Getting You Retirement Ready. I'm actually holding that up right now if you go to the website americatonight.net. And it's a good book. It's really easy read, helpful, and things that you can check even if you're 25 so you don't get caught with your pants down, so to speak, and no money. This way you don't have to worry about it. You can go and live high off the hog somewhere on a Hawaiian island when you get ready to retire. So somebody will get a copy of his book, whoever comes closest to that number. You can hit me up on chat, or you can do that on americatonight.net. Click on the email. I will tell you this. The RNC is saying that they want to raise their dollar figure, the amount that they think they need to raise. Because remember, the Obama people said, and this is for an incumbent president, that they wanted $1 billion. The goal that Romney and the Republican Party has, it's a combined fundraising goal, $800 million. Do you believe it? It costs $800 million to run for president, or $1 billion. That's crazy. Romney outspends Obama. I think he's going to spend a lot of money down the stretch. Right now, Obama has some pretty good coin on hand, though, compared to what Romney has. But he, you know, he's been doing the primary thing, raising money here and there. And there's going to be a massive push to hit that $800 million figure. You got to figure that the people that Romney knows running corporations, and then the RNC with Karl Rove really making a big push, that they'll probably hit that figure. I can't imagine that they're going to miss that figure. All right, the Daily Salute. A lot of you wanted us to bring this back, and we are finally bringing it back. We were doing it here and there. We did it for a very long time, and I guess I need to lighten up a little bit here and there. I'm very excited about the Daily Salute. Check it out. For years, whether I've done sports shows or whether I've done news talk shows or whatever I've done, always when the subject of bowl games comes up and how much schools get and why isn't there a true number one, blah, 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 blah. Finally, they're talking about a four-team college football playoff. So after resisting all of the public opinion about this, finally now some of the big conferences, the commissioners say that they're going to propose some kind of a variation of a college football playoff. Woohoo! That's exciting. I like, yeah. Yes. And Donovan's back at the studio trying to calm down the live audience. Donovan's like, sports, who cares? Who cares? Woo! That's right. They're going crazy. It's like Bono walked on the stage or something. So here's the deal. Finally, you know, this is a little more fair. You can have a true number one. So you've got the Big 12, the Big 10, Southeastern Conference, Notre Dame threw in. Like we care about the Fighting Irish. Notre Dame throws in. They released a statement saying that this is the intention. We're going to get a postseason playoff in college football. They said there'd be 8 teams and 16 teams weren't going to happen because it would, the regular season and the bowls would be screwed up because of that, but they would whittle it down to the 4, which is what we've been saying all along. Why can't you do that? Why do you have a system in college hoop but you don't have it in college football? It'd be very easy to do this. And of course, because in Washington they have nothing better to do than get involved in sports, if you remember, the Justice Department sent a letter last May to the National Collegiate Athletic Association, the 4 dreaded letters, NCAA, saying that the bowl championship series is not, you know, may not be conducted consistently with the competition principles expressed, does this sound like lawyeries, in federal antitrust laws. So that's what happened. I mean, their backs are against the wall about antitrust, and this is what happens as a result. So I guess for once, I'm going to say okay that the Justice Department did it, even though there were other things to attend to. And this will happen. There'll be 4 teams, and I think that makes it a lot more interesting. Let's just say that. All right, speaking of interesting, I like to call this Would You Believe? Would you believe, finally, there's discussion about removing Marines from Japan? What do you think about that? Did you even realize that there's so many Marines that are stationed in Japan? And is it because, okay, they're there in Asia and that gives us a foothold, so if we have to move somewhere, we're going to be able to do that? What's the beef? What's the deal with that? So they're on Okinawa, and they're going to be moved to Guam and other locations in Asia Pacific, including Hawaii. The U.S. and Japan cut a deal on Thursday, and they're saying that this is a way to hold off the tension between the U.S. and Japan Defense Alliance, you know, what's happening there, in part from all of the opposition in Okinawa to what a lot of people think is it's too much military. Really? I thought, I mean, it was like a U.S. island. So finally someone got wise. So we're not, just in case you're panicked and think, well, all the plays are in Asia. How could we pull everyone out of Asia? That's not happening. It's just about balancing it. They're pulling soldiers and rearranging them to other areas in Asia. So, I don't know. Makes sense to me, right? Leon Panetta was quick, the Secretary of Defense, to make sure to put his arm around Japan and say, Japan is not just a close ally, but a close friend, and I look forward to deepening that friendship and strengthening our partnership as we address security challenges in the region. China. We're worried about China. We need to be close. We're worried about Korea. We're worried about North Korea and what happens if North Korea attacks South Korea. So any chance, as many have said, and Ron Paul, when he especially early in the campaign trail, was saying, get the soldiers out. Why are we there? Okinawa is a perfect example. It's not pulling back the soldiers out of that area. You know, it's not pulling them back. Instead, it's about relocating. And just so you know, get out your checkbook. I guess you're going to write a phantom check. But it's about $8.6 billion is the cost of relocating the Marines to Guam. Japan did agree to pay $3.1 billion. So the phantom check that you and I are writing is for the rest of that cost. And we're talking about training ranges, places where you can shoot, and where both forces could be together. And then also they're saying that the agreement calls for a phased return to Japanese control of pieces of land on Okinawa now used by the military, by the American military. Because from Okinawa to Guam, pretty much they've been in limbo because of all the closure and replacements of Marine Corps air stations in a couple of areas. So I guess the good news is smart to move people around, but the presence in that area has been there for a very, very long time, and I think there's probably a few other things behind it as well. It's a good would you believe. Would you believe that yet we have another incident on a plane? Mm-hmm. Not a ghost plane where somebody is out because of air pressure and the plane is just burning the fuel and is going to crash. Not a situation where a bird has smashed into an engine and a pilot has to turn around. And not a situation of de-icing, because thank goodness we're pretty much out of that time of the year for most people. Instead, a plane had to be quarantined at Chicago. Why? Because of monkeypox. Passengers were let off a Delta flight that was quarantined for 3 hours when it landed from Detroit after a passenger was thought to be infected with the disease. Wow, it's like that movie. What's that movie with Gwyneth Paltrow? Oh, I can't think of it. Contagious or Contagion. I think it's Contagion. Anyway, the CDC said there was no threat and they're okay and everything's all right at Midway Airport. So there was a woman who had been in Africa and a family member was concerned that the rash might be monkeypox, and that's what started the whole thing. Nice. You may be infected with monkeypox, so we are quarantining the flight. Can you imagine the questions for 3 hours? Woo-hoo-hoo! Mike Bonacorsi, next.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words,
once again, we love having this man on the show. He comes on with us every single month. Mike Bonacorsi, Getting You Retirement Ready. He's got a great book that you need to pick up. In fact, we're going to give one away tonight. It's called Retirement Readiness, and it's creating your vision, knowing your passion, which is key, and preparing for your future. Mike, how are you?
Good, good. How about yourself, Kate?
I'm excellent. Thank you. You know what I love about the title? It's really true. Knowing your position is key, and passion too, because that's part of it. You and I have talked about passion, but knowing your position is so key. And yet, for some reason, and we talk about this, people really don't know where they stand. Do you think it's because they don't want to know, and ignorance is bliss, or they're just too busy and they're just not paying attention?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. Number one is I think people really overestimate their readiness. I think that people, you know, kind of reflect back and they saw what their parents did and their grandparents did and how they lived on X amount of dollars, and they said, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. But they don't realize that they're probably planning for 20, 30 years, maybe even longer for some of these people down their road, where their parents and their grandparents didn't have that longevity factor. So I think that, you know, people anticipate that their money is going to stretch a bit further than they do. That's why, you know, I say know your position. Know exactly where you are. Don't overestimate how far your money will go. You know, put it all in perspective. And if that means working some extra years, making money last, you've got to do it. You can't have the same spending patterns in retirement that you had when you were working, especially if you're going to see that income drop. That's another area that people still think they're still going to spend like they did while they were working, and they've got to realize that they've got to slow down and reevaluate and maybe cut out some of the excess spending or find a way to replace that income.
Yeah, great advice. And you know, what we were talking about position, you've talked about this. You see the commercials where they'll show somebody and now they're off in Hawaii surfing because they retired, you know, what retirement, that kind of thing. And they're doing some grandiose things that they couldn't do when they were working. And that's like the passion part, as I was getting ahead of myself. So I think you should pursue your passions, but that's the same thing. You got to be realistic. Do you ever think, Mike, that somebody should So, like, let's say somebody lives in Boston or Philly, or somebody's listening to us in Illinois or Vermont or Texas, and they really like to take vacations to Florida, or they like to go to California. Would it be better to really consider making that the place where you nest in your later years, and then you're not traveling, then some of that money that you would be spending, if that's really the place where you feel good about being, doesn't that kind of make sense? Are we seeing more people do that with, like, Costa Rica, I've heard, and some other places?
Well, you know, quite a few boomers do relocate for a number of different reasons. Number one, you know, families that tend to be a bit more scattered across the country than they were in the past. So there may not be the tie within the town that you grew up with if your children and your grandchildren are living in another part of the country. So boomers do relocate quite often. And Kate, you know, some of the reasons are they're looking for better weather. They're looking for better cost of living opportunities, lower tax rates. Better health care systems. They also tend to be in places that offer a lot of activity that's available, and they're also looking for places, believe it or not, near colleges, near education.
Oh, so they can take classes and whatnot.
Exactly. They can take classes. So there are certain things out there. The Mid-Atlantic, the Carolinas are popular. Florida, Arizona, of course, you know, because of the weather, are always popular places. So, I mean, for us New Englanders, you know, going to Florida is a treat.
There you go. Got a couple of questions. I was soliciting emails. Got one from Jimmy who said, say a big shout-out to Mike, Kate, when you have him on again, and ask him about wills. When should you start preparing your estate?
You know, as soon as you start thinking about it, if he's thinking about it, he should start preparing it, because I got to tell you, something, tragedy can happen at any time. And if you own assets, you're much better off directing your assets according to your wishes rather than the laws of your state directing your assets according to the laws. They may not go exactly where you want to go. They tend to distribute them to family first, usually in equal amounts. If you wanted to leave an extra amount for one person versus another, that wish may not be carried out. Say you have a child or a grandchild that might have special needs that you might want to leave a larger share to. That probably won't happen, depending on the laws of the state. If there's a charity that you want to take care of, that won't happen because the states don't account for them. And in some places, it may be, you know, you may have stepchildren that may not be covered, and they may be left out. So you've got to be careful. And once you have an estate, if you own anything and you want to make sure that you direct where it goes, you should start creating that will, start creating an estate plan, go to an attorney, talk to him, and decide which is the best way to transfer your assets.
All right, that's great advice. Got another email here from Ann, who listens to us in Vermont, and she says, Kate, love hearing America Tonight. It's always fun when you have, and she says, Bonacorsion. So the question that she, I love that, the question she had was, ask him about life insurance. How should you decide what to do? Do you have to worry about beneficiaries with life insurance?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, life insurance, if you name a beneficiary directly in life insurance, the beauty of it is, like all other will substitutes, whenever you name a beneficiary designation is considered a will substitute, the money becomes directly available to that person. It doesn't have to go through the probate process. So really it's a matter of satisfying some paperwork for the insurance company, probably producing a copy of the death certificate, and the money could be available quickly. And the beauty of that is there may be some liquidity needs, some liquidity issues at death, and this could be a fairly quick way to get it. And remember, the benefit that the beneficiaries received is passed to them income tax free.
Income tax free, yeah, that's a good thing
right.
To remember. absolutely. We have another question here, too, and this is from the Rover, and the Rover asks the question that we've talked about a bunch, but says, Kate, how do you determine, have Mike discuss this, how much money you're going to need when you retire? What if I have no idea?
Yeah, that's tricky. You know, that all starts with, you know, what's the, you know, the lifestyle you anticipate living. And that can best be done by careful budgeting. Take a look at your expenses. What are the expenses you're going to carry forward? Some of the expenses are fixed. If you have a mortgage payment that you're carrying into retirement, you know that's going to be a fixed rate. That's not going to change. Take a look at your costs for eating, for heat, whatever it is. Take a look at your monthly budget and use that as a starting point. And I always suggest that people take their expenses and divide them into two categories. One is the necessary expenses. And these are things that, you know, you need to pay, you need to take care of, because if you don't, one of two things will happen. You'll either get arrested or you'll die. So you need to take care of your housing. You need to take care of your food, your insurance, your vehicles, your taxes, things like this. Then I look on the other side at the more discretionary expenses, and I consider these lifestyle expenses. And these are things you might want to have, and you might think that you're going to die if you don't get to enjoy some of these discretionary items. But you can probably live without them. And take a look and divide that and create two separate piles and take a look at where you need to allocate your money. Remember, those necessary expenses have to be taken care of. If they're fixed for a period of time, that's great. If they aren't fixed, like food, gasoline, you've got to consider that they're going to go up, realize that they are going to go up in price over time, and set money aside or be prepared to be paying a higher cost of living over a period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, great advice. And you said this earlier, look at where you think you're going to live. With people living all over the place, it is much more confusing, but things change and there are places that are cheaper to live there and they're beautiful and they may be places that you already visit. And so that's also obviously part of it. And then you said it with the longevity factor, because you really don't know. Knock on wood, everybody's healthy and they just peacefully pass away in their sleep somewhere in their much later years, but you have no idea. And that's the other thing, health. And a couple of people have asked me about this, about how do you determine health? What do you do with health? Because things are changing there. And I guess the answer is things are changing. We're not really sure.
Right. Nobody really knows what's going to be available for healthcare going forward. And the policies, and you don't know about your own health. I tell people all the time, the best way to control your health care costs is to remain healthy. We talked before the show here, about exercising. And that's really the best way to control your health care costs. Maintain a healthy lifestyle. Make sure you exercise, you eat right, all things in moderation, so to speak. And be careful, because health care is going to be the biggest expense that people will have. I talk about this number, people just kind of shake their head. But
yeah, absolutely. Mike Bonacorsi, Retirement Readiness. We're going to give away one of the books. Thanks so much.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You just heard that convo with Mike Bonacorsi. He's running a half marathon. When you live in Boston, there's like pressure, or New Hampshire, there's pressure to do that Boston marathon thing eventually, and I think that's what he's gearing up to do. He is in really good shape, and he told you about the fact that he had diabetes when he was a kid, so then he was in the gym pumping weight, trying to keep it at bay. Anyway, his book goes out to Sarah. Why? Because Sarah came up with the magical number. In other words, she was the first one in. With the Internet, oh, contests become so much harder. She ran to the Internet, I'm certain, and looked up the number, or maybe she was listening to something earlier. Here's the deal. There were a couple of fundraisers in Florida, more than $3 million combined. That's what was raised for Romney. And now you got the Republican National Committee that's part of this whole op, and the idea is the number that I said. They're trying to come up with $800 million to make this boat float. So anyway, so we give away that book to Sarah. Sweet! It is very good. We'll be giving another one away, I'm sure, soon, probably next month. Mike comes on once a month, so if you have any questions about actually retiring, even if you're 25, 35, 45, 55, whatever you are, send me a note, shoot it to me, and I'll hold it. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. All right, a couple of things here as we get ready to jettison out of this hour of America Tonight. One being, and this is the ultimate fair or foul, I know you are alive and thriving out there because there's at least 50 million potential listeners. That many people are up and off the shores in the UK, in China, in Venezuela. I'm saying that because I get letters from there. Christina in Sweden, I know you're listening. So I'm going to give out the number again. People are taking baby steps toward remembering this number. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. And here's the big one. Here's the moral dilemma, and I guess it doesn't matter because a judge is denying our eyes from it. If I said to you, do you want a chance to look at the Bin Laden photos? Remember when he was killed last year and, you know, what happened in that commando raid and then all the crazy other photos that floated around saying he was on ice and it's a bunch of crap and the government made it up and whatever. So a federal judge on Thursday denied a request to release those photos and video taken of Osama bin Laden during that raid that I just mentioned. In court papers, the Justice Department said that the images of bin Laden are classified and are being withheld from the public to avoid inciting violence against Americans overseas and also compromising secret systems and techniques used by the CIA and the military. Would they have pictures of him dead and you see a hole in him or whatever and they can't show that because it's compromising secret systems? What secret systems would be compromised from the photos? Although there must be a ton of photos, so there'd be other things in them is what I'm assuming. So it's not going to happen. They're saying national security risks by releasing the records and all that stuff's not going to do it. That's what the U.S. District Judge James Boasberg wrote in rejecting the lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch. We've had Judicial Watch on before, a conservative watchdog group. They were looking for the records under the Freedom of Information Act. Of course, that's what you do. And the judge said that the Defense Department didn't turn up anything responsive, by the way, and the Freedom of Information Act, while the CIA found 52 records. So, yeah, they're talking about being buried in red tape is what they're talking about. I don't know. To me, and Boasberg, the judge said, a picture may be worth 1,000 words, and perhaps moving pictures bear an even higher value. He says, in this case, verbal descriptions of the death and the burial will have to suffice because we're not going to order the release of anything. So do you think that this is fair? Do you think it's a good thing they're not released? Or do you think it's a travesty of justice that we don't get to see the video? We don't get to see the pictures of what was one of the biggest moments in the president's first term. You know, that's going to be trotted out a lot more as we get into a presidential debate and all that kind of stuff. So is it really a threat to us to have those pictures released? You know what highlight through this, and he says, look how horrible the Gaddafi photos were. And then cop says the judge was paid off. And, you know, cop being sarcastic because we're from the same neck of the woods. So I totally get it. We're on the same page. I think there's something to that. Like, this judge was not going to be the person that released that. There was no way that was happening. He was not going to be getting dogged by the administration for doing what they didn't want done. They didn't want any of those photos out there. I don't think it's so much for fear of what would happen to us that there would be this massive blowback for jihadists to come and get us. Aren't we already on the radar? Isn't that what we hear all the time, constantly, that there's a gazillion threats that come in? So I think it's more about, and maybe there is something to the whole CIA thing that we're clandestine and we don't want any stuff out there. And one thing that the director of the National Clandestine Service for the CIA did say that many of the photos and any of that video stuff that was hanging around was pretty graphic. They show the fatal bullet wound and gruesome images of his corpse. You know, to that I say, what about the gruesome images of people who had to fling themselves out of the World Trade Center towers when they were simply going to work and they had to make a choice? Do I get eaten alive by the flames, or do I fling myself to my death out the window? And who knows if I hit somebody else innocent on the street who's also fleeing from the building? That was quite graphic as well. So I think some of those photos should have been released. And the body shots were taken at the Abbottabad compound where Osama bin Laden lived and where he was killed by the Navy SEAL team. And then during his burial at sea, remember how controversial that was on the Carl Vinson, on that boat. And so none of that. It's all about, the public would see things that they shouldn't see. Mm-hmm. See things that we shouldn't see. And then if I was a conspiracy enterprising kind of person, then, you know, pretty easy. What would be the obvious thing? Well, that's not what you think it is, because it didn't really happen, or, you know, there was something else going on. There was a larger conspiracy to cover up what the government was really doing, or whatever. It does make for an interesting conversation as to, you know, where's the beef? Is it just simply about the gruesome photos? And then you think about some of the other things that we've seen. And I'm just gonna call foul. I think some of those photos could have been released. I mean, we can't see one or two photos of it. Come on, give me a break. Maybe you don't have to have the whole avalanche, but couldn't a few of them have been released? Couldn't that have happened? I think so. But the judge ruled, and that's that. Barring something else happening, so doubtful that we'll ever see those photos ever. Also, it's interesting that happened, because now with what happened in this case, I just read something the other day. They're talking about the widows of bin Laden and what's happening to them. Well, Pakistan deported the bin Laden widows. Remember, they were grilled about what they knew and how involved were they, which, if you know anything about the culture, they were not very involved. But the daughters all leaving for Saudi Arabia, because this whole thing is, think of how long this has taken, this whole thing has wrapped up. So 14 members of the bin Laden family going to Saudi Arabia just 1 week of the first anniversary of his death. And that would mean 3 widows, 2 daughters that were part of being booted from Pakistan. And, you know, we don't get to see those death photos. Will we have seen anything useful from it? Maybe some of the families would have liked to see that. Maybe that would give them some closure, let's say. It is Free for All Friday, after all, so we have to have a little fun. I am a sucker for knock-knock jokes. My nephew sent me this one. Knock-knock. Then you say, who's there? I'm all who? I'm all shook up. No, it's... He's 10.